Now it's time. Time to get your mind moving, reach for your dreams, and find happiness and success in your life. Welcome to The Mindset Man. And here is your host, The Mindset Man himself, Todd Raddis.
Welcome to the broadcast. Today we have a very special episode because we have Chris Salem on. I met Chris Salem this past year at a networking event, and we hit it off right away. He's an awesome individual to know. He's one of those rare cases, though, where I actually have to read his bio because Chris has so much going on. Chris is an accomplished business process strategist, a world-class speaker, award-winning author, certified mindset expert, radio show host and media personality, and wellness advocate, partnering with entrepreneurs, corporations, and small businesses to help overcome their limiting beliefs. Chris has done so much, I can't even read his entire bio because it would probably take a good 10 minutes of the show. So, Chris, sorry about that. But Chris has also worked with organizations such as JP Morgan, Ralph Lauren, Microchip Technologies, Anthem, U.S. Consensus Bureau, Hubble Corporation, and New York PD, forensics department, including the universities such as Harvard, Bay Path, Worcester State, and spoke on overcoming limiting beliefs for peak performance at Harvard's University Faculty Club. Chris, you've got a lot going on. Welcome to the show, my friend. It's good to have you.
God, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'll have you as many times as you get here to be with me. So as you know, the show's new. It's called The Mindset Man. And what I'm going to ask you today, because we've had this conversation before, but I want to have it with our listeners. What are the key mindset changes you think somebody needs to make in order to start creating that path to success and happiness?
Well, look, before I start with the changes, let's just define, there's a couple mindset, different types of mindsets. There's the fixed mindset and there's the growth mindset. Majority of the world operates out of a fixed mindset. What that is, Todd, is that it's somebody that operates their day on autopilot, meaning that they do certain things not knowing exactly what they're doing, but they're just doing it because it just comes naturally to them. It's stuff that has been embedded in their subconscious mindset since they were children. Now, the question is that fixed mindset really truly serving you to get to the next level, whatever success means to you? Probably 9 out of 10 times that would not be the case. This is why people feel stuck in their businesses, their careers, in terms of how much money they make, how much they save, are they in debt, are their relationships struggling, are they dealing with personal well-being issues, whatever the case may be. All of this ties back to having a fixed mindset that stems back to childhood. Now, the other mindset is growth mindset, meaning that are you going to engage in new habits and disciplines that come out of your comfort zone to take your business to another level, to improve your overall being, to improve your relationships, whatever the case may be. So from fixed to growth. So the key is, if you're looking to develop that growth mindset to scale your success to whatever that means to you, the key is to be aware of that you're not where you want to be. That's
right.
Number one. You're
right.
Aware that you're not where you want to be right now. Second, it is to accept where you are, that it's okay, that it's not okay to stay there, but it's okay, and to make a commitment to yourself, no one else, but to yourself, that you are going to be open-minded to embrace a process that would allow you to get to the root cause of the things that hold you back. That's the fixed mindset. And in the same place, once you resolve the problem, to create the solution in the growth mindset to move forward. Now, it's awareness, acceptance. And when you find the root cause to the problem, what I call limited beliefs, you then are going to forgive the source to that. And normally limited beliefs tie back to childhood, it's tied to a parent. Could be both, but it's mainly one parent. And these are the things where certain habits and disciplines that we develop over time kind of stem back to. They either service or they don't service. And many times they don't service. It's our dialogue with money, how we take care of ourselves, how we relate to people, that and so forth.
So Chris, so the first thing you do, say you've got a student, you know, he's you know, everything's an introduction to him or her. Yeah. And you're going to talk to that person, and the first thing you're going to do is challenge them to accept where they're at and that they need to move forward somewhere else. Is that like your style?
Yeah,
when you
get
them?
You're going to be aware, and then you're going to accept and then commit to a process to get to the problem to resolve it before creating the solution. It's not the other way around where we're going to put the cart before the horse, because that doesn't work. If the problem's still there, it's like a crab in a bucket. It's always going to be pulling you back down. And the key is that we want to eliminate that by resolving the problem. Just think of a manufacturing line, right? If it's got bottlenecks in it, can it still produce widgets? Sure. Is it as efficient? No. Is it the quality as good? No. Can it still produce money? Yeah, but not as much as it could if it were really flowing properly. Now, remove the bottlenecks, address the problem. Then we're able to make the assembly line more efficient, more productive, and produce better quality, thus creating better value and selling more and producing more profitability. So that's how you got to look at this with your life. Are you in a fixed mindset? And if you want to be in a growth mindset, awareness, acceptance, committing to a process to resolve the problem, forgive the source. Okay, that's usually a parent, whether if they're alive or dead. And that's often tied to negative emotions to that. Anger, jealousy, envy, shame, guilt, any combination thereof. Any of those emotions that are tied to that root cause, that source, end up subconsciously playing itself out in everything that you do when it comes to building your success. Your relationships, take care of yourself.
I think that's beautiful, because I think most coaches do that and don't even realize they're doing it.
Yeah, they don't. See, one thing I do differently is I'm very specific. Now, when I get to the goal setting part, if we get to that today, you'll notice that my goal settings, it's like a Six Sigma. Like somebody would think, oh, is this guy Six Sigma? Because it's very specific, because goals are too vague. It's the same thing with the process. Too many people are masking the problem and looking for the quick fix. It does not exist, no matter what it is in your life. And business, it's critical that you resolve the problem before moving forward in the solution.
Well, I coach from, not from that Six Sigma. I'm very organic when I get somebody on the phone, but I'm thinking about what I'm doing, and I'm doing that, but I'm not structuring it. And I know you well, and folks, if you sit down with Chris, he is going to give you a structure and a point by point thing of achievements and accomplishments you want to do. And that's one of the things that makes him so good at what he does. But yeah, I don't even do that myself. I mean, I'm attacking the same problems. I'm looking at fears and limiting beliefs, and they are those that no growth mindset. You know, I call it a mindset of flexibility and forward. You're calling it growth, but I never approach that fixed mindset like that. I mean, we look for these problems over the course of the conversations and attack them individually. But I like the way you do that. You know, just sit down there and figure out, hey, we're going to attack this first. We're going to go after this root problem, and then we're going to move forward. And that type of structure, I you're from the airline industry or the aerospace.
Yeah, industry, I was right? Aerospace airline. Yeah, I spent a number in sales and selling aircraft media. So yeah, absolutely.
Well, that would explain your point by point way of doing things, because I have an aviation electrician background, and whenever you're going to repair something, you pull the manual out, and you make sure you hit every one of those steps, because somebody's flying in a plane, and you don't want that guilt of that plane coming down because you didn't do that wire the way the engineer said it's supposed
there's,
to be done.
There's only, I mean, think about that plane that went down years ago in, what was it, Sioux City, Iowa, that United Airlines flight where the hydraulic system failed and they had to land. Thank God they were able to save a lot of people, but people did die. It was because of just a hairline little fracture in one of the components on that aircraft that sliced something in the hydraulic system to cause that plane to be unsteerable. And in this case, they couldn't land it correctly. And this is just, I mean, that's little, something that little So this is why there's really no margin for error, so to speak, when it comes to these types of things.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. During the Gulf War, the plane that had my CO in it was shot down. And you know what the first thing in my went through my head was? What did I do to that plane? I ran through every repair in my head. Is it my fault? Is basically what's going through your head. And it's a massive responsibility when you really put it there. But I love that, because anybody who's extremely detail-oriented is going to love Chris's way of doing things, because it's going to lay it right out step by step for you. I mean, I could get on board with it easily. I've been told I'm almost anal retentive when it comes to the way I do things. And I had to loosen up, actually, to get to where I was, because I was over-focusing and pinpointing too much and not having enough flexibility. But I know that you're big on flexibility, too. So how do you balance the two? How do you go with the high-detailed way of helping somebody, but allowing that flexibility that comes in and has to happen?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're human. So, you know, again, this is a process, so it doesn't happen overnight. And so obviously we have to do it at a certain pace that people begin to get out of their comfort zone. So the thing is not throwing everything all at once at someone, but breaking it down into smaller attainable chunks so that people can focus on what they have to do right now, staying in the moment versus the past and the future, being in the moment and taking care of one thing at a time. So this keeps things manageable in a way where we can, you know, obtain that goal and not be overwhelmed by the bigger picture. So this is what I talk about, being focused on the process, not the outcome itself, because the outcome is simply a byproduct of what you put into the process each day, each week, each month, being laser focused in the moment on whatever you have to do at that time.
Yeah, living in that moment, keeping that focus. I call it piling up the little wins.
There you go.
The little wins lead to the big results.
Exactly.
And if you can get, like I have, I don't know if we've spoke since the book came out, but I have the 3 action a day plan. And it's not to create a to-do list. It's to expect to do 3 actions a day towards your goals that are outside of your norm, to start getting you into some new mental habits. And everyone, they start and they're like, oh, that's great. I can get 3 things done. I said, but here's the trick. Once you get 3 things done, if you still have time, add 3 more. But write the first 3 down in the morning if you have to. But you get to a point in less than a week or two, if you're doing this, that you get into that mindset. You don't need to write those little goals down. And I tell them every time you do those things, each one of them's a little win. And if you can have 5 or 6 little wins before 9 o'clock in the morning, man, your day starts off great. The rest of the day just flows, you know? So that's kind of my way of approaching it, which is a little more organic, a little less structured. And that's one of the things that in my introductory show I talked about, is there's a need for so many coaches because there's so many different personality types.
Absolutely.
We can never compete with each other, because the people that would hire you wouldn't hire me, and the people that would hire me probably wouldn't hire you. It's just you make that personal connection with a person, and that's why we have this show, because it brings, you know, people on like you can help people realize there is somebody out there who can help you, and it's probably in this short group list that we have.
I have people all the time like yourself, Todd, that do basically similar, same things that I do, and it's all good, because really the main thing is that we're helping, we're guiding someone to help themselves take responsibility and solve their own problems. That's really the big picture here. Maybe I'm the one to do it for certain people. You're the one to do it for certain people. Someone else is the one to do it. And that's what it's all about. There's plenty to go around.
Yeah. There's no right or wrong, as long as the method has the proper results. And I love this. I could sit down and talk with other coaches for days on end, and then I'd be like, well, I didn't get anything done from what I need to get done. I'm just having a great time talking to these guys. And you know the feeling. You get to these network events, which is another thing I recommend that people get involved with, is to start, you know, reaching out and creating associations they can be beneficial to, so those associations can be beneficial back to them. That's a whole other show. But that's why I was like, hey, Chris has got a half an hour right now. Let's get Chris on, because I know how busy you are. So why don't you tell me about the latest project that you're working on in your businesses? And you have a long list of businesses, and we'll get some of those listed up on, underneath the show. Because, but please tell me what your goals are right now, and what you're working on, and what you're striving for.
I mean, I'm working on. I mean, you want me to talk about my personal goals in myself, or what I'm doing with the coaching? What's more important?
Well, yeah, what's more important to you? Let's go that route.
Well, there's a lot of different things I'm doing personally, and then from a coaching standpoint, I'll just mention a couple things real quick. Is that, you know, I'm really stressing the importance to people that the process will unfold itself in time to deliver your outcome if you embrace it and believe in it. And in believing in it means not just the process itself, but all, believing in yourself. Even it, when you're starting out, when you can't believe in yourself, let the process be that belief for you, so then you can believe in yourself to resolve the problem, then move into the solution. So I'm really, really advocating that this year with people, especially if they don't know who I am, or if they're, you know, they're looking for another answer because they couldn't find it somewhere else, or they tried different things, it didn't work, is learning to take responsibility for themselves. No one can do it for them. They have to do it themselves. A good coach is someone who guides, empowers them, is the example for them to model for their own selves to solve their own problems and create their solutions. In terms of personal, as I mentioned, when I was on Larry's show recently, you know, I started off as an investor in a startup company called Achu, like Achu, mm-hmm. and it's a Canadian-based company. And we've made some long strides. I'm on the board of directors now, and we've made some long strides where we've gotten into Fitbit. So now we are the Intel inside with Fitbit, because Fitbit has the wrist watch, or so to speak, the band. So we can detect sickness in the body through that device. And as we continue to develop new algorithms with it, we're going to be able to do even more in detecting even other types of ailments like cancer, heart disease. Not going to say that's the case right now, but that's obviously would be the goal. And we'll be in discussions soon with IBM, Johnson & Johnson, those types of organizations that we'll have to work with in order for that maybe to materialize somewhere down the road. So that's some big things that I'm really focused on, other than, you know, where I'm helping people right now.
Well, I want to point out to the listeners, because the show's geared towards people who aren't exposed to these philosophies of success. And I want you to notice that something that Chris is doing, and something that Chris mentioned through this entire show, his startup company that he's working with is developing something to help people with illness. His coaching is helping people develop themselves so they can become successful. His concerns in the aero industry are that planes don't crash and people don't die. Chris's entire life revolves around helping people, and that's what we need to do. You know, like Zig Ziglar says, you know, the more people you help, the more results you're going to have for yourself. You know, you are going to only make it if you're helping others along the way. And that selfish mindset is a very, very negative mindset, and it will always come back to bite you. And Chris is the exact opposite, because it's Friday afternoon and Chris is squeezing one last interview in here. And quite frankly, he's coming in and the show's new and he knows he's helping me out. And I'm there for Chris whenever he needs me. I'll drive to Connecticut if he needs me, and I hope he knows that. And that's why we're so glad to have Chris on the show. And let me see. Oh, wow. We're running out of time. Boy, that goes by quick, doesn't it?
Yes.
we're at the 20-minute mark. So why don't you give me some closing thoughts and, you know, tell us how people can get a hold of you for the coaching or even for your business. You know, plug whatever you want here. Let's hear what's here.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I would say for closing thoughts, if you get anything out of this, you know, today, that what any key takeaways is, again, to just be aware that the process works if you work it and you take responsibility, truly own it and believe in it. Stop operating in the problem, get into the solution. You know, look for a process that's going to work for you. The outcome will be a byproduct of that. If people want to find out more about how I could help them, mentor them, and guide them through this process to determine their level of success, what's important to them, they can reach me at www.christophersalem.com. That's christophersalem.com. That talks about my consulting with organizations, with individuals like sales professionals, entrepreneurs, business leaders, and also for keynote speaking, to speak for organizations or associations. And then I also have a nonprofit called Empowered Fathers in Action. It takes the same concepts but applies it through communities and businesses to help families build stronger independent relationships in the home, which will then carry out and make communities even stronger and allow businesses to continue to thrive. When you have happy work-life balanced people, they are going to produce more at work. They're going to produce healthier kids in terms of self-esteem and self-confidence. And we break that family dysfunction of low self-esteem and lack of self-confidence so that they can pass it on to their children. So same concepts, we're applying it in a nonprofit way in improving the communication and relationships in the families, and then how they spring out to the communities and businesses from there.
And while you're here, since you're on an internet radio show, why don't you tell us about, because you have your own show, Sustainable Success, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll give some information. Oh, by the way, the website for Empowered Fathers in Action is efamovement.org. And as Todd mentioned, I do have a radio show called Sustainable Success. It's on the Voice America Influencers channel. You just go to Voice America, look up the Influencer channel. Name of the show is Sustainable Success. You can just Google Sustainable Success Radio Show. It'll come right up. And again, we have a show, great guests each and every week, every Thursday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. East Coast time. And Todd, we're going to definitely looking forward to having you on some point in March and April.
That'd be fantastic. I can't wait to be on your show. So, Chris, thank you so much for coming out today. I'm actually thinking about extending this to a 50-minute show because by the time we really get moving, it's time. I've got to catch myself almost every time. I get into it with these wonderful people that I know, and they're doing the same thing I'm doing. They're out there trying to help people, and you can't. It's infectious. And the more you know these people and the more you're around them, the more the infection gets you and the more you want to go out and just do good things. So, Chris, thank you again so much. Thank you to everybody for tuning in today. I really appreciate you coming out here to Inspired News Radio and watching the mind or listening to the Mindset Man. And we'll see you again in a week. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast of The Mindset Man. We greatly appreciate you have taken the time to be with us today. You will be what you believe you will be. You will find the show at toddradis.com or inspirednewsradio.com. Have a great day, and we will see you soon.